Well, good morning. Welcome to Sunday service. As I look out among you today, I know there's a couple people that are tired. Is anybody tired today? If you're tired, let me see your hand. Yeah, you're tired. So you know what? Because you're tired, because you're exhausted, you can just sleep all day. Sleep in church. It's okay. I'm just kidding. I wanted to see who would raise their hand so I know who to pick on. Wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that with me. There's just a lot of heavy hearts, right? Does anybody have a heavy heart today? Anybody struggling with a problem? Who's got a health problem today? Anybody got a health problem? Who's dealing with kind of an emotional problem today? Anybody got one of those? Who's got physical problems? Who's got all kinds of problems? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, we got lots of problems. Well, you know what? I was preparing these messages. I came up with several different sermons that I was going to preach today. And Friday night, the Lord blessed me by saying they were all terrible. Scrap them all. I got a brand new idea, a brand new service plan. It's nothing like anything we've ever done. So you look in your bulletin and you look at all those songs we're supposed to sing and things we're going to do. We're not doing them today. That's not what God wants. He's got a different plan. Wouldn't it be great if you could come with such a heavy heart into service today, but you could leave renewed, refreshed, and just leave with a happy song in your heart? Wouldn't you like that? Amen. I would like that. And that's what we're going to do today. The Lord is leading me to have a different kind of service. One where we are just completely renewed. Where that heaviness that you came in with, it's going to be gone. Where that heart that you came in with that had all these worries and concerns, they're going to be gone by the time we leave service today. Today, we're going to worship with everything that we are. And you say, well, Pastor, you know, this is a Free Will Baptist church. We're not a Pentecostal church. I don't know how this is going to work. Like, the Holy Spirit, you mean, is just going to move in our church as we're praising and worship? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's going to happen today. What I'm saying is that if you want to shout hallelujah in the middle of a song or in the middle of preaching, shout hallelujah. If you want to stand, if you want to clap your hands, if you want to come and pray during the middle of the service, I want to open the services up for anything. We're here to worship God and to meet with God. Amen? Amen. That's why I came to church today. I didn't come to church today to check off another thing on my to-do list. I got plenty of those things I can do tomorrow. Amen. I came here to meet with the Lord. Are you here to meet with the Lord?
Yes.
Praise God. Then you're going to have a great service. Welcome to the house of the Lord today. Welcome to the hospital for sinners. Welcome to the place for the sick to get well. Welcome for the place for the lost to be found. For the people with no hope to have hope. For the weak to be strong. Welcome to worship service today. Let's stand and open with a song, Here I Am to Worship.
Of the world, you stepped out into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.
Open your hearts up, just let God use you.
That made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I am to worship. am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Dear Lord in heaven, we just come before you today and we just pray, God, that you would open our hearts, Lord, that you would break down walls, God, that we would leave a different person that we came in today, God, that whatever we are concerned about, God, it would fall away and melt away, God, like chocolate in a microwave, God. We are here to serve you and worship you today. Lord, be with us, Lord. Let us feel your presence, God, and change our lives. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Not anything else is your God, but you, Jesus, are my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Do you agree with that today?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How many people believe that God really is the only thing worthy of our worship? Amen. I believe that too. I believe that. How many people believe that we need to spend more time praising God and worshiping Him? Amen.
Amen.
You know, the scripture tells us in 1 Chronicles 16:23-25, it says this. It says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise." That's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to continue worshiping God all throughout the service. I'll be preaching a little, we'll be singing a little, and I pray that you'll be refreshed through that. Let's continue praising God right now by singing this wonderful song called Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Just lift our hearts to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord.
Nope. Think about the things God has done in your life. I was talking with Mike. He's been in all kinds of motorcycle accidents, but you know what? He's able to walk. He's able to move. He's able to talk. Amen?
Amen.
You got a reason to praise God today?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Anybody else have a praise they want to share today? What's something great that happened in our life today? Anybody have a great thing that happened this week they want to share? I'll tell you, I got all kinds of praise. I praise the Lord for the great weather we've had. I praise the Lord for what's going on in the Blessing Box Ministry. We got a box now set up at Walmart that we're putting food in there to help feed people that have no food in Emporia, Kansas. What a blessing that is. The Kettle Corn Ministry is going great. We talked to all kinds of people yesterday, and we're sharing the love of Christ with them. People would come up and ask us to pray for them. We had the opportunity to do that. We put some new people on the prayer request list. I mean, lots of praises, lots of blessings. I'll tell you, I praise God for you as families coming together today. It's a hot day. You worked hard. As many as you said, you're tired. You're exhausted. But you know what? You're here to praise and worship God today. So that's a praise for me too. You know, one thing I'm most thankful for, though, is that God, He took that nasty stuff in my life. Anybody know what that stuff is?
Sin.
Oh, why are you pointing that out at me, Mike? Making me look bad up here in front of all these people. But yeah, you're right. Exactly. Yeah, He's taken that sin. He's delivered me from that. But you know, how did He do that? I mean, how does the Lord clean you from your sin? What does He use? Anybody know?
His blood.
His blood. That's right. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Cleansers for everything, don't they? They have bleach to detoxify things. They have Pine Sol to be able to clean up bathrooms. They have Mr. Clean to take care of your floors. But there's only one thing that cleanses every stain of sin, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
1 John 1:7 says it like this. It says, if we will walk in the light as He is in the light, we'll have fellowship with one another. says, "In the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son cleanses us from all sin." From all sin. Not just some sin, but all sin. Every single sin. You don't have to walk around wondering because you had a mistake yesterday, the day before, last week, 5 minutes from now, last year. But that's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. It says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. How many sins did it cleanse you from?
All
sins. That's right. And so if you're sitting there today and you're saying, "Well, Pastor, what do I do about my past sin? What do I do about those hurts on my heart? How do I get those things taken care of? I just don't know what to do. There's these things that just bother me, and I worry, and I struggle, and I just don't know what to do." Well, church, all you got to do from your heart is believe in Jesus. Ask him for forgiveness. Repent of that sin and then trust that he's going to take that away. You see, Jesus isn't like all your other friends. He doesn't hold stuff against you. He's not going to bring it up in an argument 5 years later. No, he doesn't do that. He says his blood washes you away from all sin. I'm thankful for that. Amen?
Amen.
You see, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. It's not about what you began with. It's about what you end with. Jesus is more concerned about your future than he is about your past. So stop worrying about your past. Today is a new day. Let the old be the old and follow and trust Jesus Christ. When he says his blood cleanses you from all sins, it does so much more than that. Not just that, but so much more than that. Listen to what scripture says here in the Old Testament. Isaiah 44:22 says, "I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." Psalm 103 verse 12 says it like this: "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us."
Amen.
Micah 7:19 says, "He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and he will cast all of our sins into the depths of the sea." And my favorite, Isaiah 43:25 says, "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." And so you say, "Well, Pastor, that's some good scripture, but look, I don't really understand all that. Tell me what that means in layman's terms." Okay, well, here's what it means. God says, first of all, "I'm going to blot out your sins." You ever blot out something on a piece of paper? Use whiteout? Why do you do that? So that you can't read it, right? So he says, "I'll blot all that stuff out." And then he continues, he says, "You know what? I'm going to remove those sins, not just blot them out. I'm going to remove them as far as the east is from the west." How far is that? If I start walking east today, I will never reach the west. That's how far that is. It's an endless loop. He says, "Your sins are that far gone." He says, "But you know what? Maybe you don't understand that, so let me tell you. I will put your sins so far away, they'll be cast in the depths of the ocean." You know, we haven't even hit the bottom of the ocean, but we've been to space. Is that crazy or what? God says, "I'm taking your sins and putting them all the way at the bottom of the ocean. They are buried. They are done." I thought, how deep is the ocean? Does anybody know? But how deep is it, right? So the Atlantic's about 5 miles deep, and there's a place in the Pacific that's 7 miles deep. That's pretty deep. But the most wonderful thing he says about our sins is this: "I will remember them no more." Not only did I blot them out, not only did I cast them out as far as the east is from the west, not only did I throw them into the ocean and the deeply buried, he said, "But you know what? I won't remember them anymore." He's God.
Hallelujah.
God's got a divine memory. He can remember age upon age. He can remember anything he wants. But he also has divine forgetfulness. And he says, "I will forget all of those sins. I'll wipe every record of what you did from my mind." Isn't that a blessing today? Yeah. Praise the Lord. What an amazing blessing. Yeah. You see, the reason that's a blessing is because sin, or the reminder of sin, is what holds us back from being who we should be.
Yeah.
It does. It's like a chain, like an ankle bracelet on the back of us where we just can't leave. It's always tugging at us, like weeds when you walk through tall grass, just holding us down. But I want to tell you today, Jesus came to free you from your sin. He came to forgive you for your sin. That grass, that weeds that are around your ankle, that chain that's holding you back. I want to tell you something real strange. It's not really a chain holding you back. It's not really the weeds, it's you. It's you. You're the only one that can let those things hold you back. You see, Jesus paid the price for you. He paid the price for me. And so if that's true, well, what's holding you back then? Is it pride? Is it you're scared? Is it losing up control? Is it saying, well, I don't want to give up this bad thing in my life? You know, Jesus said, you got to cast off those things and move forward. He says that in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every encumbrance. Let us throw off every sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race set out for us. Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. So let me ask you today, what weeds are tied around your ankles? What chains are holding you back from being all that you could be for Christ? Because I know I'm not everything that I could be for Jesus, are you? So what's holding us back? Think about it. It's time for us to let go and let God, as they say, amen. Jesus wants to rescue us from the pain that we're dealing with. He came to save us. He came to give us hope. But it's us that have to let him do that. So what chains did you bring into this service with you today? What is really holding you back and stopping you from casting everything off and running the race and fixing your eyes upon Jesus? You know what I believe could happen today? I believe Jesus could break those chains around your ankles. I believe people in here could let addictions go they've been suffering with for years. I believe God can break those chains. I believe that all those worries that you're struggling with, whether they be about relatives or family or co-workers or bills or relationships, I believe he can let those things go. Because when you stop worrying about them and you start trusting God, that's when you make a difference. But you got to trust God. You got to trust God for that job you're looking for. You got to trust him with that coworker that's causing trouble at work. You got to trust him with that his word will never fail, that what he says is true. You got to trust God. You got to believe in him. So I challenge you. Whatever chains are holding you back, don't let them hold you back anymore. You see, Satan doesn't have any power over you. Jesus is the one who died for you. God is the one who sent his son to die on the cross for you. He's the one who redeemed you and paid for your life. He's the one who loves you. Love is so hard for us to understand. Because so many people tell us they love us, don't they? But how do they treat us? You can say one thing and mean another. I love that shirt George is wearing. Looks great. Or, I love Lorene like a mom. Does that mean the same thing? No. Two different terms. You see, when Jesus says he loves you, that means he loves you in spite of who you are. He loves you for who you are. He knows what you did. He knows the things you've done. He said, you know what? That's my child. I love him. A love that never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:8. True love never fails. I'm sure the spouse that you have sitting next to you cares a lot about you. I'm sure they love you. But do they love you unconditionally? Jesus loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally. That's what true love is. Satan, he wants to hold you back, though. He doesn't want you to realize that. He wants to say, you know, you did something wrong last week. You better watch out because God is coming with that little laser pointer. He's going to shock you. You're getting what you deserve. That's not what God wants. God didn't want to punish the Israelites. God doesn't want to punish you. God wants you to come to him in love. He wants to restore you. He's your greatest cheerleader. But so often we don't go to him, the one that we trust. So I'm asking you, don't let those chains hold you back anymore. If you've got a sin, a struggle, an addiction, a problem, a worry, get rid of it today. Let Jesus break your chains and watch how that changes the rest of your life. Let's sing this song.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been here the same old road.
And you pray like with worry or concern or doubt, like a double-minded man, that you'll receive nothing. Nothing. You got to believe. You got to trust in God. You got to let Him work. He wants to work on your behalf, but you have to let Him work. You're the only thing that can stop God from working in your life. So you got to have hope in Jesus. You got to trust Him. You got to believe that He can renew you. He can change you. He can refresh you. But He can't do that to you unless you go to Him. Unless you acknowledge and say, Lord, I need You. Lord, I need You. I can't do it any other way. Lord, I need You.
Amen.
Lord, I come confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without You, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart.
Thank You, Lord.
Lord, I need You, oh. Every Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
Creator that loves us so much that we can just go to anytime we want to talk to, that'll listen to our prayers, that'll love us for who we are, that'll really be a friend for us. I mean, our God is awesome. I mean, in a million years, I could never imagine thanking Him enough for the things He's done for us. You know? I couldn't imagine any better, any greater God than the awesome God that we serve. Won't you sing that with us? Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He
make you speechless thinking about how awesome God is.
Amen.
To think that over 2,000 years ago,
Amen.
He was born to come and to save us. To save us. What's worthy in saving in us? What did he see in you? What did he see in me that was worthy for him to come and say, you know what? I'm going to send the best I have. I'm going to send my only begotten son to go down. I'm going to send him to get beaten, to get whipped, to pay the price, to suffer because I love you. Because I love you, Larry. Because I love you, Shane. Because I love you. That's what he did. What other word is there to describe than awesome? I mean, that's the God that we serve. That's the one that wants to save you. If you're sitting in something right now and you're struggling and you're having a problem, don't let that problem control you. You got an awesome God that's bigger than that problem. He'll show you a way through it. God never says he's going to deliver you from every problem, but he will either walk with you through that fiery furnace, he'll either stand with you in that lion's den, or he'll pluck you out and save you like he did from Paul and Silas in prison. But never, ever forget that God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. Maybe you're going through a time today and you're like, I know you're awesome, God. I know you're mighty. I know you can do all these things. But God, I've been struggling and I just really need help. Lord, I do need you, just like that song said. I need you. I need to be able to come before you and trust you. God, maybe you're saying, I just don't have faith. I'm just struggling with faith right now. I want to renew my relationship with Christ. I don't know what is going on in my life, but I want to be close to God like I once was. If you want to come and pray during this next song, you're welcome to come and pray. This song is called Jesus Saves. Jesus saves. He saves you from your addictions. He saves you from your sin. He saves you from eternal damnation. He saves you from everything. That's what Jesus saves is. So if you want to come and pray during the song, or you just want to stand, or you want to sing, or do whatever you want to do, but listen to the words of this song and let it minister to you.
It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves. We sing triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Oh, it's here. With a joyful noise we make. If we join the heavenly song. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, it says this: "For this is good, acceptable in sight of our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth." And just imagine if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you know who Jesus is today, imagine what heaven is going to be like. Just imagine what heaven is going to be like. Let's sing this song, "I Can Only Imagine."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Amen, man.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Boy, it's gonna be beautiful.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when our day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall?
Someday, church, Jesus is going to hold his hand out.
Yep.
He's going to reach his hand out to you. And if you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, he's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. Now I'll set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Can you think of any more beautiful words to be able to hear? Can you imagine, Daryl, you're going to see Jesus in heaven? It's not something you read about. Not something you study about. You're actually going to see him. Terry, you're going to be able to wrap your arms around him. You're going to be able to look at his feet. You're going to be able to see him. Can you imagine? Lorraine, there's a son up there waiting for his mommy to come home. Ron, there's a beautiful woman named Pat. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Alva, there's a man named Richard. All those qualities that weren't perfect here, they're going to be perfect up there. Can you imagine that? That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. I can't wait to be there. What a day it's going to be. What a day it's going to be. You know, why don't you open your hymnal? 693. We don't need instruments. Hymn 693. What a day that will be. What a day that'll be when we get to heaven. I can't imagine Jesus looking at me and saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds.
Fire.
Have a great afternoon. I look forward to seeing you at 6 p.m. for our Andy Griffith Bible study. You're dismissed. Praise the Lord. Thanks for coming.